Good afternoon. Welcome to this news event hosted by the law firm Piper Roska Wolf, Abdullah Carr and Kane. Our first speaker today is Adam Wolf, and our second speaker today is Tracy Cowan, both of Piper Roska Wolf, Abdullah Carr and Kane. And let's begin with our first speaker, that's attorney Adam Wolf. Adam?
Good afternoon. My name is Adam Wolf. I am an attorney and a partner in the law firm Piper Roska Wolf, Abdullah Carr and Kane, or PRW for short. On March 15th, we announced the filing of a class action lawsuit related to the destruction of thousands of eggs and embryos by Pacific Fertility Center here in San Francisco. It was the second such class action lawsuit filed in the U.S. that same week by PRW. The other case involved University Hospital Fertility Center in Cleveland and also was prompted by the loss of thousands of eggs and embryos. Both of these events, and our hearts go out. But it also must be noted that both situations are being handled by the clinics involved in two very different ways. That is why we are saying that when it comes to the two major embryo destruction incidents in the United States in March 2018, it is a tale of two cities, where the Cleveland-based University Hospitals has taken several steps to engage its patients and accept responsibility. The Pacific Fertility Center has done almost nothing to date and refuses to respond to legal inquiries. The law firm of Piper Roska Wolf has filed class action lawsuits on behalf of patients in both San Francisco and Cleveland. The University Hospitals folks have much work left to be done, but they are leagues ahead of Pacific Fertility. Pacific Fertility failed to respond by a Monday deadline to a letter that we sent them, urging the clinic to take responsibility, ensure that this never happens again, and immediately implement a plan to try to make things as right as possible for its clients. When I was a young lawyer, a mentor offered me sage advice. If you make a mistake, own it, learn from it, and do what you can to make things right. While nothing can ever undo, we hope that this at least start taking some of the constructive university hospitals in Cleveland already has done. That concludes my opening statement. Attorney Tracy Cowan will be outlining the contents of our letter to Pacific Fertility. I look forward to taking your questions during the Q&A period.
Again, that was attorney Adam Wolf, and that takes us to our second speaker today. That's attorney Tracy Cowan. Tracy?
Hello. My name is Tracy Cowan. I'm an attorney here in San Francisco for the law firm Piper Roska Wolf, Abdullah Carr and Kane, or PRW for short. As you heard, I will be outlining the letter that PRW sent to Pacific Fertility, but I want to take a moment to underscore the fact that we're dealing with people's lives here and the terrible tragedies they've suffered. In the case of the class action lawsuit we filed here in San Francisco, the Sacramento couple were planning to schedule a transfer of one or more of their embryos this month, April, at Pacific Fertility. In the meantime, Pacific Fertility stored the embryos, along with thousands of other embryos and eggs, in a cryo storage tank, tank number 4, at Pacific Fertility's laboratory. The couple paid $600 a year for the storage of their embryos. In March, the couple received devastating news. Pacific Fertility emailed them a notice informing them that their stored tissue, quote, may have been impacted when the liquid nitrogen in tank number 4 fell below necessary levels. They were one of thousands to get such emails. On March 15, 2018, PRW filed a class action lawsuit after Pacific Fertility Center acknowledged that it may have destroyed 2,000 embryos and eggs. Earlier that same week, PRW had filed a similar class action lawsuit in the wake of the destruction of many eggs and embryos by Cleveland's UHFC. They initially said it was 2,000 eggs and embryos as well, and later revised the estimated losses up to 4,000 eggs and embryos. Although the incidents at Pacific and University Hospital took place at roughly the same time, the responses by each entity have been remarkably different. In our letter to Pacific, to which we have received no response, we made the following points. First, UHSC in Cleveland has been forthcoming through the process by informing its patients about what's going on. By contrast, Pacific Fertility has released almost no information and even sometimes contradictory details, depending on who answers the phone there. In fact, many of Pacific's patients only found out that their eggs or embryos were affected when they saw stories about this tragedy on the news and then reached out to Pacific themselves. Not only that, but we've been hearing from Pacific patients who were only notified in the past week that their eggs or embryos were impacted. Second, Cleveland Fertility Center has taken responsibility for its tank failure. Pacific Fertility has not, and it needs to do so. Second, University Hospital in Cleveland has offered a far more generous package of free services to its clients. In addition to agreeing to perform all future procedures free of charge, it has agreed to refund all storage fees paid by its clients and to waive all storage fees for the next 7 years. Pacific Fertility has done nothing comparable. Third, University Hospital has been clear that it will not ask its clients to release any legal claims related to its tank malfunction. It would be appropriate for Pacific Fertility to do the same and to state this explicitly. Fourth and finally, University Hospitals recently outlined in court its intent to commence a voluntary settlement process in the near term. Again, Pacific Fertility has done nothing of the sort. Here's the way I would sum this up. Cleveland's University Hospital has exhibited a degree of transparency that San Francisco's Pacific Fertility Center would do well to match or even exceed. We hope that, after considering everything that University Hospitals is doing, Pacific will take a similar path. I want to emphasize that UHFC still needs to do more, and we are asking the court to impose some oversight there. But they are still leagues ahead of where Pacific Fertility is in terms of dealing responsibly with the tragedy for which they're responsible. That concludes my opening statement. I look forward to responding to your questions.
Again, that was Attorney Tracy Cowan. And that takes us to the Q&A portion of the call. I want to emphasize that the Q&A period is for reporters only. And while we wait for our first question, I want to make sure that you know you can connect with any of the speakers that you've heard from today. You can contact Alex Frank at 703-276-3264. Again, that's Alex Frank at 703-276-3264. To find more information about the lawsuit and the case, you can visit the website, which is PacificEmbryoLawsuit.com. Again, that's PacificEmbryoLawsuit.com. All right, operator, let's start with our first question.
The first question comes from Susan Scuddy with CNN. Please go ahead.
Do you know yet how many couples or patients have been affected, exactly how many embryos or frozen eggs have been lost?
Sure. At Pacific, the estimate is roughly 2,000 eggs and embryos. We don't have a precise number at this time.
They said it seems that they told the 2,000 patients that they may not be affected. Have they done that assessment yet?
So what Pacific is telling, and just to be clear, it's 2,000 eggs and embryos, that may be somewhere in the range of 400 to 500 patients or couples.
Okay.
What Pacific is saying is that it can't tell whether or not, you know, any individual egg or embryo is still viable until and they actually saw them. What we do know is that many of them have not been viable. Of course, a lot of patients are not ready to use the eggs or embryos or aren't prepared to go through all of the ordeal that is entailed in preparing to use them. But from initial reports, many of them are not viable.
Okay.
You know, let me just add to what Tracy said, which is that people store their embryos with a place like Pacific because they have the right to move forward with the use of those embryos on the timeline that they want.
Okay.
It is untenable for Pacific to say to people, you should come rush in and do this right now No, what people paid Pacific to do was to store their embryos so that people can use them on the timeline that best works for them and their families.
Mm-hmm. Hey, operator, do we have any additional questions at this time?
There are no questions in the queue.
Okay. Well, we know some reporters will want to take their questions offline, so at this point we just want to go back through the list of speakers that you've heard from and give them a chance to offer any closing thoughts that they may have for today. Why don't we start with Adam? Adam, do you have any closing thoughts that you'd like to offer today?
I appreciate that. Pacific Fertility's refusal to provide transparency to their clients is shameful. It has created mass confusion and anger. It needs to be transparent about what happened. It needs to take responsibility for what happened, and it needs to start making things as right as it can.
Thank you. Tracy, do you have any closing thoughts you'd like to offer before we go to close?
You know, I'd just like to underline again, all of our clients that we've been speaking to are really devastated by this tragedy. They are reeling. They are dealing with grief, and unfortunately, that grief and that pain is being compounded because, you know, far short of making a public statement and coming out and saying what has happened, Pacific is giving even its patients contradictory information. Whereas its patients may speak to one person one day who paints a very rosy picture and then speak to somebody else the next day who says, you know, there's less than 10% chance, you know, there's very widely varying stories coming out of Pacific, even when it's speaking just with its patients. And so we just want to appeal to Pacific to get a clear story so that people can try and make some sense of this tragedy and try and make some plans for the future. And so that is what we are asking for. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. And we want to make sure that you know where to get more information about today's news conference. To connect with any of the speakers that you've heard from today to get more information, you can contact Alex Frank at 703-276-3264. Again, that's Alex Frank at 703-276-3264. And as I said before, a streaming audio replay of this news event will be made available online later this evening at pacificembryolawsuit.com. The letter that was sent to Pacific Fertility is linked to on the news release, which should be in everyone's inboxes by now. If you have not received that, you can contact Alex Frank. But I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today on this news event hosted by the law firm Piper Roscoe Wolf, Abdullah Karan Kane, or PRW for short. Thank you again, and that concludes today's news event.